Greetings, everyone.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
现在天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们可以再次从圣经里面去了解耶稣为我们受死的过程。
Once again, that we can learn from the Bible that how Jesus got crucified for us.
当我们注目在耶稣身上的时候，我们的生命被改变。
As we fix our eyes on Jesus, our life would be changed.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
在2004年的时候呢，在有一部电影呢，在美国的电影史上面呢，创了一个奇迹。
In 2004, there's a movie, who created almost like a miracle in the history of American cinema.
那首先呢，这部电影呢，没有人愿意投资开拍摄这个电影。
First off, no one really wants to invest and start producing this movie.
所以最后这个导演呢，就自己花了三千万去拍这个电影。
So in the end, the director invested $30 million to film this movie.
拍了以后呢，也没有主流的电影院呢愿意发行这个电影。
And after he filmed it, most major cinemas don't want to distribute this movie.
这个导演自己又花了1500万去就是宣传，还有呢找了一个小的一个公司把它发行。
So in the end, the director spent another $15 million advertising the movie and then found a small company to distribute for him.
但是呢，最后呢，他第一个礼拜首映的时候呢，收益已经超过8300万。
But the first week, the box office received $83 million in sales.
最后呢，它的票房呢是6亿1200万。
In the end, it was $612 million in the box office.
直到今天呢，它是我们说这些 R-rated movie， 就是这些限制级的电影的票房最高的电影。
Up till today, the income from this movie, as a R-rated movie, is one of the top, is the highest box office movie.
那么你有没有猜到这个电影是什么？
Can you guess the name of this movie?
这个呢就是 Mel Gibson 所拍的这个《受难曲》。
And this is the Passion of the Christ produced by Mel Gibson.
这个电影是根据圣经四本福音书，还有呢这个历史的研究所拍成的。
This movie was put together according to four gospels along with historic research.
全部电影其实就是讲到耶稣最后12个小时的生命。
The entire movie focused on the last 12 hours of Jesus' life.
从耶稣被捉拿到他被鞭打，最后被钉死在十字架上面。
And the movie recorded from the Jesus was captured.All the way to be the judge and then the whipped at the end of dying on the cross about 24 hours. Now, or the 12 hours.
为什么这部电影呢是限制级的 R-rated movie 呢？
Why is this a R-rated movie?
因为它总共120分钟里面有100分钟呢是记录耶稣接受很残忍的这个受害的。
Because out of the 120 minutes of movie, 100 minutes recorded how brutally Jesus was tortured.
这个残忍的程度呢，你知道呢，有两个看这个电影的人呢，当时就死在这个电影院。
The degree of severity caused two audiences and die in the movie theater.
其中一个呢，是住在芝加哥的一个太太。
And one is a lady living in Chicago.
我记得呢，当时呢讲到这个新闻的时候呢，是讲到这个太太看到耶稣被鞭打的这一幕的时候呢，她就心脏病发作。
And they recall when the this woman was watching when Jesus was whipped, she actually suffered from a heart attack.
电影里面呢就拍到耶稣呢跪在一个 木头的前面。
And the movie recorded the Jesus was kneeling in front of a wooden block.
那么他背着上天了。
And the, his back was facing heaven.
那么两个罗马的兵丁呢，就拿着我们叫这个九美尾鞭的鞭子打他。
And two Roman soldiers were using a whip that has a nine, like a may consider to be nine tail whip to whip him.
这条其实呢，就是一条鞭，分成到尽头的时候分成九的小小的鞭子，每一个鞭子上面呢还有一块石头的。
And that is a one whip at the very end strand. Form into nine strands, and each at the end of each strand, there are a little piece of stone.
所以呢，你打一边呢，就有九条疤痕在上面。
So once you whip it once, there are nine scars left on it.
那么这两个兵丁呢，就轮流的打在耶稣的身上。
So these two soldiers take turn whipping on Jesus.
这个太太看到这里就死掉了。
And this woman, when she saw the scene, she passed away.
还有一个呢，就是在巴士的牧师，那么他，这个电影看完以后才给人发觉他已经死掉在当场。
Another one is a Brazilian pastor. At the end of the movie, he was found dead.
那其实由耶稣被鞭打到他断气的这段呢，我们叫基督的受难。
And then actually the.When Jesus whipped until he caught his last breath, what we call this a the Passion of Christ.
那么呢，圣经马太福音呢用了25节去记录。
And the book of Matthew used 25 verses to record this.
我们刚刚念的这段呢，其实也是在东就是其中一部分。
And once the verses we read is part of those verses.
但是呢，你有没有发觉呢？马太这个作者呢，只是用很简单的几个字去记录耶稣受鞭打，你知道他被钉十字架的过程。
You might notice that the author Matthew used a very simple sentences to describe Jesus how he was whipped and then be nailed on the cross.
Mel Gibson 用了五分钟形容耶稣被鞭打，马太呢就只有用了一句话说把耶稣鞭打了就讲完。
And Mel Gibson used 5 minutes to describe how Jesus was whipped, and Matthew in verse, you know, they actually only used one sentence. He had Jesus flogged.
在这个电影里面呢，讲到耶稣被钉十字架的时候是，这个兵丁啊，拿三根钉子把耶稣的左右手啊，还有他的脚钉在这个木头上面。
It was recorded did not record how the soldiers used three large nails to nail Jesus on the cross.
马太呢，也是用了一句话，就讲到他们自将他钉在十字架上。
And Matthew only used one sentence. They had him crucified.
那为什么圣经呢？四本福音书都是这样子哦，省略了这些残忍的耶稣受害的形容呢？
And why is it all four gospels like this minimize the cruelty or the description of how Jesus suffered?
反而呢，如果你看今天的经文的时候，他用了很长的时间去形容耶稣被嘲笑的，包括一些很小的事情，比方说耶稣的衣服是最后怎么样，也是小节在中间呢。
And on the other hand, the scripture spent a lot of verses describing how Jesus was ridiculed and a lot of minor details. For example, how they divided Jesus' clothes.
我想第一个我们可以猜到的原因呢，圣经不希望用耶稣受难的残号去打动一个人信耶稣。
First of all, we might guess that the scripture doesn't want to use how Jesus suffered the kind of cruelty.To touch someone so that they become to accept Jesus.
神不希望人呢一时冲动，那么信主。
And Jesus, God doesn't want someone to be just at one moment become impulsive and become a Christian.
但是我们也可以讲到，这个作者记录这些事情呢，是要讲出三样事情。
But we can see that the author want to use this kind of style. to point out three things.
第一就是耶稣的遭遇，证明耶稣就是咒约所预言的弥赛亚。
And first, Jesus' encounter proved that he is the Messiah.
第二就是耶稣人对耶稣的嘲笑呢，其实就证明人的不信。
And the second, the mocking of Jesus proves man's unbelief.
最后就是耶稣的受辱，成为信徒的荣耀。
The third, Jesus' humiliation is a believer's glory.
首先我们来看看耶稣的遭遇，证明他是弥赛亚。First,
take a look at what Jesus encountered, proving he is the Messiah.
那弥赛亚这个字，其实也就是我们很熟悉的基督的同一个字。
And Messiah is also the same word as we know as Christ.
弥赛亚是希伯来文，基督呢是希腊文。Messiah
is Hebrew, whereas Christ is Greek.
那旧约里面呢，他预言这个弥赛亚呢，他来，将来他是以色列的一个救主。And
the Old Testament record this Messiah as a liberator of the Israelites.
他是一个王，他要解放这个以色列人。He
will come as a king to liberate the Israelites.
他会建立这个天国。He
will establish the kingdom of heaven.
也会带给全人类的灵性的一个更新。And
it will also bring about man's spiritual life a renewal.
那如果你有研究历史的时候，你会发觉在历史上面呢，在不同年代的时候都有人。
If you study the history, you know that regardless of what generation, even today, there are always people claiming to be Messiah.
就是我举个例子哈，National Geographic 里面呢，2017年讲到有五个人还在生的，他说我就是弥赛亚。And
for example, National Geographic in 2017. Point out that there are five living persons who claim themselves to be Messiah.
那么你怎么知道他是不是真的弥赛亚呢?
How do you know if he is a real Messiah?
其实有两个，基本上你可以从两个方法去决定。
And basically, you can come down to two methods to decide.
这两个方法呢，也是相辅相成的，就是缺一不可。
And these two methods are complement each other. Without one, you have to have both.
第二个方法呢，就是通过神迹的印证，你就知道这个人是不是弥赛亚。And
the first one is through the confirmation of miracle to know whether or not this one person is Messiah.
其实呢，使徒约翰呢也曾经问过耶稣，你是不是就是这个弥赛亚？Actually,
John the Baptist had once asked Jesus whether or not he is the Messiah.
耶稣就回答说：“你们去把所听见的、所看见的事，告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。”And
Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed." And deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor.
因为旧约圣经有曾经预言呢，弥赛亚是有行神迹的能力的。And
the Old Testament had prophesied that the Messiah has the ability to perform miracle.
所以耶稣就说：“你看我所行的神迹，就证明我是弥赛亚。”So
Jesus say, "Look at the miracles I performed that prove that I am the Messiah."
另外一个证明弥赛亚身份的方法呢，就是通过旧约的预言。And
another method to prove the Messiah's identity is through the Old Testament prophecies.
比方说呢，旧约有预言到呢，弥赛亚是大卫的子孙。For
example, Old Testament prophecy says that the Messiah is a descendant of David.
其实旧约圣经里面有超过100个不同的有关弥赛亚的预言。The
Old Testament has over 100 various prophecy related to the Messiah.
那马太记录耶稣，比方说他的异常被分开了，或者呢，受辱耶稣的人所讲的话，或者耶稣跟谁同钉十字架。 其实这些呢，都是一些小节，没有什么历史的价值。
And if you look at Matthew recorded how Jesus' clothes was divided, and how Jesus was marked, what kind of words was used to mark him, or how Jesus was, was also crucified by a robber. These details have no true historic value.
但是为什么马太会花这么多时间去记录这些事情?
But why did Matthew spend all this time recording all the details?
因为这些都是曾经预言有关弥赛亚受害受苦的预言。
Because these are prophecies recorded in Old Testament related to the Messiah.
虽然我们特别来看两段旧约的经文,
Let's take a look at two separate prophecies from the Old Testament.
因为他们都有很详细的讲到弥赛亚受的定过,
because they recorded the details of how Messiah would suffer.
第一个呢就是以赛亚书53章,
the first one is Isaiah 53.
第七节他特别讲到了弥赛亚他当他受苦的时候他却不开口。
In the seventh verse 7 recorded that when Messiah was put to death, he did not keep his mouth closed.
所以如果你记得我们上次讲到耶稣受审判，你知道他后来我们今天看他受鞭打，你知道他被钉在十字架的时候，他一直都是不出声的。And
if you recall last time we talked about, and during his trial, he did not open entire time. He did not open his mouth.
十二节，以赛亚书53章12节呢，讲到他将命倾倒，以致到欲死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当许多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
Isaiah 53:12, it says that he poured his life into death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
这些预言就是在我们今天看马太福音的 27章28节里面呢所应验。
And these prophecies were fulfilled as we read Matthew 27-28. They are all fulfilled.
这个弥赛亚不单只死，还死在两个强盗中间。
This Messiah, not only he died, but he died in between two robbers.
还有另外一个预言呢，是在诗篇22篇。
Another prophecy was recorded in Psalm 22.
诗篇22篇第一节就说, 我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
In the Psalm says, my God, why have you forsaken me?
其实这句话, 同一句话, 耶稣在十字架上面就讲过。
And actually, Jesus said the same verse when he was on the cross.
还有呢，诗篇22篇第7节讲到，凡看见我的人都嗤笑我，他们撇嘴摇头说，他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他，耶和华既喜悦他，可以大救他吧。In
verse 7, all who see me mock me, they hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say, let the Lord rescue him, let the Lord deliver him, since he delights in him.
如果你记得我们刚刚念到马太福音27章43节的时候，也是祭司长、祝司长了这句话。
And if you recall, early as we read 27:43, the elders and the teachers of the law held all these insults at Jesus, saying exact same words.
诗篇22篇16节讲到，犬类围着我，恶党围绕我，他们炸了
Psalm 22:16 says, dogs surround me, and a pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet.
罗马人把人钉十字架的时候，就是把人的手跟他的脚钉在木头上。And
when the Romans crucify someone, they take three nails to nail the hands and their feet on the cross.
18节，诗篇18节。 里面讲到，他们分了我的外衣，为我们我的女衣拈阄。
And verse 18 says, they divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment.
你有没有留意呢？这18节这个预言呢，是很仔细的一个预言。
And you can see that verse 18 is a very detailed prophecy.
因为呢, 他预言弥赛亚的外衣啊是被人分开指缝，但是他的女衣呢是用一个念咒的方法是没有分开的，去其中一个人拿了。
The scripture prophesies Messiah's outer clothing is divided in a few pieces, but the inner clothing was decided by casting a lot.
约翰呢，在约翰福音里面就解释当时发生在耶稣身上的事。
And John recorded what happened to Jesus.
19:23讲到，并定计将耶稣钉在十字架上，就拿他的衣服分了四份，每兵一份，又拿他的女衣，这件女衣原来是没有缝儿，是向下一片制成的。他们就彼此说，我们不要把它撕开，只要念咒看谁得着。也就应验了经上的话说，他们分了我的外衣，为我的女衣念咒，并定果然做了这些事。
In the book of John, verse 19, starting in 23, it says, When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. The garment was seamless, woven one piece from top to bottom. Let's not tear it, they said to one another. Let's decide by lot who will get it. That this happened, that the scripture might be fulfilled, that said, They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment.
那耶稣的遭遇呢，是完全应验圣经的预言。
And Jesus' encounter entirely proved that he is the Messiah as forth as in the scripture.
那么这个对我们有什么影响？
What kind of impact would that have on us?
那如果你还不是一个基督徒的时候，我希望你看到耶稣的遭遇的时候，你会相信耶稣就是旧约所预言的弥赛亚。
If you are not a Christian and you see what happened to Jesus, wouldn't you that prove that he is the Messiah?
因为世上哪有一个咒诅，他所就是他出现几百年前的时候，就已经有一本书预言他会发生在他身上的每一件事。
Where else in the world can you find a savior before he appeared a few hundred years later? All his encounter would have been first recorded.
那如果你已经是一个基督徒的时候，我希望你知道，有关弥赛亚的预言呢，只是我们只应验了一半。
If you're a Christian, you need to know that whatever happened to this prophecy against Messiah, there's only fulfilled for one half.
因为还有下一半呢，是耶稣再来的时候才会预言。
And the other half is the full prophecy regarding the next time when the Messiah will come.
这些预言包括了耶稣会再来了，这个弥赛亚会再来了，他会审判这个全地了，他会使人复活了。
And the second half is about when the Messiah come again. These prophecy including the Messiah will judge the world.And also the man coming back alive, resurrected.
那如果耶稣呢？圣经有关弥赛亚的预言前半呢，是每一句都应验的时候。
If the prophecy for Messiah, the first half, every single line has been fulfilled.
那么我们可以肯定，他下一半也很可能会每一句都应验。
And we can be sure the second half.And every single line will be fulfilled.
虽然它还没发生，
even though that has not happened,
但是我们知道这些事情都会发生。
But we know all these things will happen.
所以如果你已经是一个基督徒的时候，
if you're a Christian right now,
那么我们就要预备迎接我们的神。
And then we need to get ourselves prepared for our God.
不要好像世人一样过一个只在今生有指望的人生。
And not live like all the other people on this earth, only living according to our life that has, you know, according to this life.
马太福音呢，也记载了人对耶稣的嘲笑，证明了人的不信。
And Matthew also recorded the mocking of Jesus, proving man's unbelief.
那二十七节到三十一节呢，是记载兵丁怎么嘲笑耶稣的。
In the verse 27:31, recorded how the soldiers how they mocked Jesus.
那他们先给耶稣呢穿一件呢朱红色的袍子。
And they first gave Jesus a scarlet robe.
这个很可能呢，就是他们罗马兵呢，他一个旧的罗马兵的一个外袍给耶稣穿。
This robe most likely is an old, worn-out outer robe for a Roman soldier.
他也给耶稣拿一根位置，就好像呢这个皇帝的这个杖一样。
They also gave Jesus a stick of reed as if it's like a Caesar's staff.
那么圣经也记载呢，他们用荆棘编一个冠冕呢，给耶稣戴在头上。
The scripture also recorded they use a thorns to make a crown to put on Jesus' head.
那一直以来呢，我都以为啊，这个荆棘的冠冕呢，是折磨耶稣的一种方法。
And all along, I thought the thorn made on a crown is a way to torture Jesus.
但是呢，历史学家里面呢，找到一些证据，解释了为什么他们这样子做。
And the historians recorded some aspect showing them why they did that.
他要发现呢，从前的罗马的钱币上面呢，这个凯撒他会戴一个我们说一个放血的冠。
In the in the Romans coin, the Caesar they've put in something called the radiate crown.
就是呢，这些光芒啊，这个就好像呢，一只一只的长条一样，从这个冠冕出来。
In the all these different lines, straight lines, and to symbolize some sort of ray coming from the head.
这个是无仿呢，他们所敬拜的一个神，叫Helios 的一个神的这个样子。
And this is to try to imitate the Greek goddess sun god Helios the way he looks.
所以呢，这个金枝冠冕呢，它的这个金枝呢，就其实是模仿这个放射冠的这个形象。
And these the crown made out of thorn is to make it look like Jesus was like a king.
他是希望把耶稣装成呢，好像这个凯撒大帝一样。
And the goal is to make it almost look like Jesus looked like King Caesar.
那么就讽刺他。
As a way to mock him.
所以之后呢，这些兵丁就跪在耶稣面前说：“恭喜犹太人的王。”
And the afterwards, the soldiers who knelt in front of Jesus is, "All hail the King of the Jews."
那从这他们的嘲笑里面，你知道呢，兵丁不是不知道耶稣的身份。
And from all these ridicules, you see that the soldiers know his identity.
其实所有嘲笑耶稣的人呢，他们都正确的讲出耶稣的身份。
And those all who ridicule Jesus all know the identity of Jesus.
比方说，经过的人嘲笑耶稣的是神的儿子。
And for example, those who pass by mock him as a son of God.
知识长嘲笑耶稣是救主。
And the high priest mocked Jesus as a savior.
所以呢，这些记录证明了这些人呢，不是因为不知道耶稣是谁，把他钉死在十字架上。
And this proves that it's not like these people not knowing who Jesus is and nailed him on the cross.
他是因为不相信耶稣是谁，所以把他钉死。
They nailed him on the cross because they don't believe who Jesus is.
他不相信耶稣的。我可以说他有三个不同的原因。
They don't believe Jesus. I would say that there may be three different reasons.
这三个原因就是他们不考究，不明白，不愿意。
And they may be they did not investigate, they did not understand, and were not willing.
不考究的意思就是呢，这些人所讲出的话是不是他自己研究过？
And not doing any kind of investigate is to see that people did not try to find it out for himself.
他只是一个以讹传讹的态度去面对这个福音。
They're using the attitudes, whatever the people say, I will follow along, this kind of attitude when it comes to the gospel.
有些经过的人嘲笑耶稣说，你差为圣殿三日又建造起来，可以就自止吧。
And these people mock Jesus, saying that you who are going to destroy the temple and build it up in 3 days, save yourself.
那这句话很可能其实他是听这些诬告耶稣的人所讲。
And this line is perhaps they are following those who accuse Jesus from hearing that.
其实很多人面对福音的时候也是同一个态度。
A lot of times people face the gospel in the same way.
他们批评圣经只不过是一本神话。
And they would say that Jesus, this, whatever is recorded in scripture, perhaps is some sort of fable.
这个不是他们研究过圣经的结论。
And this is not from their studying and investigation.
他只是听人家讲。
It's what they hear from others.
因为每一个研究过圣经的人都会发现，其实圣经呢是很符合当时的历史。
And anyone who has studied the scripture would know that the scripture is very fitting for that for the history at the time.
跟其他神话很不一样。
It's very different from other fables.
第二，他们不信耶稣是因为他们不明白。
And second, they did not believe Jesus because they did not understand.
他们笑耶稣，你救了别人，不能救自己。
They laugh at Jesus and say he saved others, but They said, but he can't save himself.
他们讲这句话，证明他们不明白耶稣的拯救是一个代替人死的一个拯救。
And they did not understand Jesus' death. It's a form that's a substitutional type of death.
耶稣就是为了救人，所以他才不能救自己。
Because Jesus wanted to save others, therefore he cannot save himself.
这些人也不明白信是什么意思。
These people also did not believe what it means by faith.
他们挑战耶稣说，你是以色列王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我就信了。
These people challenge Jesus is, if you are the king of Israel, let him come down from the cross and we will believe in him.
他们不明白信是所未见之事的确据。
They don't understand that faith is the assurance about what we do not see.
所以当你已经见到这个结局的时候，你才接受这个不是信。
When you actually finally see the end result, and then you try to believe, that is not true faith.
今天也有很多人说，你叫神站在我面前，我就相信了。
A lot of people challenge and say, if you actually have God so in front of me, then I will believe.
你叫神没有接受这些人的挑战，不是他不能，而是因为他爱人。
And Jesus, and God did not accept this type of challenge. It's not that because he cannot, but yet because he loved men.
如果神真的站在这个人面前，那么这个人就没有机会去信耶稣。
Because if God truly appears before this person, he or she will not have a chance to accept him.
还有一种人呢，他们不信耶稣，是因为他们不愿意。
There's another kind of person, they did not believe in Jesus because they are not willing.
他们不希望耶稣做他们的神。
And they do not want Jesus to be their Lord.
那知识长跟长老说，他倚靠神，神若喜悦他，现在可以救他，因为他曾说，我是神的儿子。
The elders and the priests said, he trusts in him, let God rescue him now. If he wants for him, he said, I am the son of God.
那这些知识长真的有研究过耶稣所讲的话。
And then this high priest, if they truly had investigated what Jesus said,
他们才知道耶稣曾经讲过他是神的爱子。
And they would know that Jesus himself has said he is this loving son of God.
从福音书里面你也发觉了这些人真的见过耶稣所行的神迹。
In the gospel, you see that these people have seen Jesus' miracle.
但是他们还不接受。
But they did not want to accept.
因为他不愿意耶稣成为他的神。
Because they do not want Jesus to be their God.
因为如果耶稣是他们的神的时候，他们就要听耶稣的话。
If Jesus is indeed their God, they would have to listen and obey him.
那我想知道，如果这个也是你不愿意 信耶稣的原因的时候。
And I want to know if this is also the reason you do not want to accept Jesus.
你要知道啊，无论你今天信还是不信，有一天你都会跪在耶稣面前。
You know that regardless whether or not you believe or not believe, one day you will kneel before Jesus.
因为耶稣有一天再回来的时候，父神会把耶稣升到最高，那么无论是天上地下的所有人都要在耶稣面前承认耶稣基督是王。
Because God will exalt him to the highest place, and then all men that we will shall bow in heaven on earth.
所以问题不是你将来有一天会不会跪在主面前去接受他是你的神，你的主。
So the question is not whether or not you would accept him in front of God, whether or not you would accept him.
因为每一个人有一天都会接受了。
Everyone would one day would face that.
问题是到这个时候你跪下来的时候，你的身份是主耶稣的羊啊，还是他的敌人？
And the question is whether you're kneeling down, whether you are his sheep or his enemy.
最后呢，马太记载了耶稣所受的受辱的原因，因为耶稣所受的受辱就成为我们信徒的荣耀。
And Matthew recorded details of Jesus' humiliation because this humiliation is the believer's glory.
一直以来呢，我以为我们的救恩呢，就是好像鞋匠一样。
All along, I thought our grace is almost like when we check out.
因为罪的工价就是死嘛。
Because the wages of sin is death.
那么耶稣代替我死，那么我就不用死了。
So if Jesus died for us, then I don't have to die.
那如果是这样子的时候，你想一想，耶稣生下来可以马上就死了，不需要死得这么惨，也不需要就是经过33年以后才死。
If Jesus is like that, why can't Jesus, when he was born and just die, he doesn't have to suffer and have to suffer after 33 years?
其实呢，特别我不明白，就是耶稣为什么要接受这些这么大的侮辱呢？
And also, why did Jesus have to receive all these great humiliation?
我研究这段经文呢，这次我才明白，原来罗马人钉人在十字架上面是把他所有的衣服脱光，没有任何衣服在耶稣身上。
From the study of this scripture, this time I see that when Romans crucify someone, they will remove all his clothes on the cross, and nothing, there was nothing hanging on the cross.
后来我才明白，其实耶稣神的这个救恩呢，是一个用耶稣来代替我们，以知道我们可以恢复我们人所失去的东西。
And then I understand God's grace. It's about Jesus, through his substitution, so that we can receive what we lost due to our sin.
所以这个不单只是一个代替，也是一个召唤。
Not only is it substitutional, it's also an exchange.
耶稣把他所有的好处算在我们的身上，我们把我们所有的坏处算在他的身上。
And Jesus gave everything that is good on us, and we give him all the bad stuff on Jesus.
人犯罪以后，我们失去义，失去永生，失去健康，我们也失去我们的福乐。
After man's sin, we have lost the righteousness, lost the eternal life, lost the health, lost all the blessings.
所以圣经说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
And scripture says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might have become the righteousness of God.
这个说明了耶稣为什么他不单只要出生，还要经过一个成长的时期，因为他要做一个完全的人。
Indeed, this explains why Jesus was born and also come through this maturation stage because he needed to become a perfect man.
以知道他的义能够算在我们每一个人的身上。
So that his righteousness can be on all of us.
圣经也讲到呢，因他受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
The scripture also says that by his wounds you have been healed.
耶稣为什么受苦啊？就是要我们可以恢复我们所失去的这个福乐。
And why did Jesus suffer? So that the believers can recover the health and blessing that we have lost.
但是你有没有想过，当人犯罪的时候，他第一样，感受得到的结果呢，不是死亡，也这些东西哦。
And you see that after man's sin is not about what he first felt is not death.
只是是这个受辱。
And it is actually humiliation.
耶稣为什么他做我们的时候也需要接受这些辱？
And why did Jesus, when he saved us, and also have to accept all these humiliation?
你知道他可以把他的荣耀跟人的受辱做一个交换。
So that he can take his glory in exchange for man's humiliation.
我不知道在你人生里面有没有一些时间你觉得是很羞耻。
And I don't know if in your life whether or not you have felt some humiliation.
但是你要知道当你信耶稣的时候你就做了这个交换。
And you see that when you accept Jesus, you have made that exchange.
我做了基督徒的时候呢我觉得呢成为一个基督徒呢其实也是一个收入。
And when I receive Jesus, becoming a Christian is also a form of humiliation.
我很怕在人家面前去承认我是一个基督徒。
And I was afraid to admit in front of others that I'm a Christian.
有一段时间呢，我最怕跟人传福音。
And there was a time when I really afraid to share the gospel.
我最怕的就是在街头里面派这个福音的单张。
And the thing I fear the most is to pass out tracts at the street corner.
那不单只这些人不一定拿这个单张。
Not only they would not receive this tract.
我见过一个人在我面前就把这个单张撕掉。
I had met someone who actually took the tracts and tear up in front of me.
那我们教会五月十八号要有一个布道会。
And our church on May 18 there is a evangelistic meeting.
虽然传福音或者信耶稣这个事情呢，在很多人眼中呢是一个羞辱。
And even though sharing the gospel in front of other people can bring about humiliation,
我还是鼓励大家我们去传福音。
I still encourage you to share the gospel.
原因就是耶稣也曾经为了我们去接受这些羞辱。
The reason is Jesus had because of us received all these humiliation.
为什么我们不可以为他也接受同样的羞辱？
Why can't we, because of him, receive all these humiliation?
在人的历史里面，没有一段时间好像今天基督徒面对这么大的逼迫。
From man's history, Christians have never faced the kind of oppression that we have faced today.
你要怎么面对这些逼迫？
How do you face all these oppression?
你要躲起来，不让人知道你是基督徒吗？
Are you going to hide so that other people do not know you're Christian?
今天的经文教了我们一个方法。
And this scripture today taught us one method.
就是我们要想起耶稣。
And that is we have to think about Jesus.
好像呢，希伯来书里面讲，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看受辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在上帝宝座的右边。
In the book of Hebrews says, fixing our eyes to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希望耶稣的成为我们的榜样。
May Jesus become our example.
在反对底下，我们还是勇敢的去承认我们是一个基督徒，还是为基督去选。
In the face of oppression, that we, as a Christian, that we continue to serve God's, Jesus' gospel.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为我们想到你的身份的时候，你是主，你是王，你是神。
And as we look at your identity, you are Lord, you are God.
你竟然去接受人家。简直的侮辱你。
And you have accepted other people's insult.
你还是不出声。
And you're still quiet.
就是为了我。
Yeah, because of us.
希望我们也效法主耶稣一样。
May we, that we can follow Jesus' example.
去面对逼迫跟受辱。
And the face is oppression and humiliation.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.